What's up, Warrior Nation? I'm your host, Jonathan Heimbaugh, along co-host Layla Welsh and Carrie Courtney. And today we're going to be talking about everybody's favorite holiday, Valentine's Day. Now, what are some popular movies we have for this holiday?
Well, these are just some movies that people watch around Valentine's Day. There's Valentine's Day the movie, I Hate Valentine's Day, The Notebook, Say Anything, Love Actually, 50 First Dates, 10 Things I Hate About You, which is probably one of my personal favorites, The Princess Bride, The Silver Linings Playbook, and Can't Buy Me Love, which is also one of my personal favorites.
I would have to say, out of that list, my favorite is 50 First Dates. I think that's like the cutest movie ever. But I also love 10 Things I Hate About You, which I watched for the first time recently, and Can't Buy Me Love, because I love old movies. I like made my boyfriend watch that recently. I just love it so much.
If I had to go to personal favorite, probably go with The Princess Bride, just because it's the only movie on this list I've ever seen. And yeah, it's just one of my favorites.
I think it's a good movie.
I think it's one of my best movies ever.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people like to watch these movies with their loved ones as like a date idea. So we asked some people what their idea of a perfect Valentine's Day is.
So a bunch of the people on this list wanted to remain anonymous. Someone said a romantic candlelit picnic, watching movies and eating ice cream, going out to a fancy dinner, being with those I love, and looking at stars on the roof. Now, some people didn't want to remain anonymous, such as Colton Pekowski, who said dinner and a movie in a Civil War museum. Mr. Carlisle said his idea of the perfect Valentine's Day is hanging out with his fiance and his puppy at home watching a movie. And Grace Bender said her idea of a perfect Valentine's Day is going to a bookstore. So, what is your guys' idea of a perfect date for this holiday?
If I had to pick one, it'd probably be the romantic dinner and movie. Just because, you know, it's like the classic. You can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, so. You gotta follow traditions.
Yeah. I actually really like the bookstore.
Yeah, that's cute.
Just because what you read says a lot about you, and you can learn so much about another person from what they read. And I love books, and I love bookstores.
Definitely. So that can definitely be romantic. Mm-hmm. I like that idea. So some of these answers involved food. What are some common food or some common candies for this holiday that people like?
Well, you can get, like, chocolate heart candy boxes where the boxes are, like, shaped like hearts.
Oh, and yeah.
The assortment of chocolate.
Those are so cute.
I know, like, Reese's has the heart chocolates. I can buy the little packages of them. Mm-hmm. There's sweet tart candies. There's Convo hearts that, like, have little conversations on them, like, I love you and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, there's Dove, like, chocolate where it's, like, out of the hearts and it has the cute little saying on mm-hmm. the wrapper
oh,
on
yeah.
the inside.
Mm-hmm. Like, kiss me or whatever. Yeah. Those are funny.
Yeah, I just recently had the Valentine M&M's. They taste the exact same, but they're different colored for Valentine's Day, which is neat, I guess. I mean, if you're going on a dinner date, I guess, like, different, like, the more, like, classics are, like, steak and, like, potatoes and stuff like that, just, like, you know, roasts and stuff like that. It's just, like, warm food in general.
Definitely.
All right, let's talk about traditions in other countries.
So, doing some research, we found out that in Denmark, friends and lovers exchange pressed white flowers that they call snowdrops, which seems kind of similar to some traditions in the U.S. Like, I know the Spanish club is selling carnations, mm-hmm. so the idea of giving flowers, mm-hmm. definitely all around the world. And also on February 14th in Denmark, this is kind of a weird one. Men give women gakkebrev, which is a joking letter, and it consists of a funny poem, and it's on, like, intricately cut paper, and it's signed with anonymous dots, and if the girl correctly guesses who sent her the letter, she earns an Easter egg later that year.
Oh, wow.
It seems kind of like a weird tradition.
A lucky lady. It's an Easter egg. What a surprise.
And in South Korea, the holiday is celebrated from February to April, so you get, like, 2 months of love,
wait,
I guess.
That's a lot. That's a long time. That's a lot of... I don't know how long you can make the date last. I don't think it could last for 2 months.
In Wales, they celebrate St. Dwenwyn instead of St. Valentine. he's just the saint of lovers for the Welsh. And the traditional gift is a love spoon.
Ooh. I want to know what that is.
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, they said it was like a wooden spoon and it has like intricate carvings in it. I guess you could like carve the name of a loved one in it.
I wouldn't mind a love spoon. A love spoon. Kind of cool. I feel like, yeah, I mean, like the whole like idea of Valentine's Day is kind of like wrapped around like your like significant other. But like, I mean, like you could still spend it with family.
Definitely.
You know,
you love
them. So like, yeah, it's for everyone. Yeah, I think people just need to keep an open mind about it.
My whole life, my mom would give me a present for Valentine's Day each year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I used to take Valentine's Day so seriously. I would make like pop-up little cards for all my siblings and my parents. I'd even make one for my dog. And I'd be like, here you guys go. I love you all so much.
Something else that was weird was in France, where they're not allowed to have this tradition anymore because it was so dangerous. But they called it the drawing for love. And men and women would fill houses that faced one another, and they would take turns calling out to each other and pairing off. And men who weren't satisfied with their match could leave a woman for another, and the women that were left unmatched at the end of the event would gather for a bonfire. And during this bonfire, the women would burn pictures of the men who wronged them, and they would, like, yell and scream. And it eventually became uncontrollable, so the French government said they weren't allowed to do that anymore.
It's like an excuse to riot. That's
insane. Yeah, that's like, it's kind of contradicting the idea that it's a holiday of love.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's a little violent. I don't know about that.
Yeah. For our last tradition in another country, in England, women used to place 5 bay leaves on their pillows, one at each corner and then one in the center, to bring dreams of their future husbands. And in Norfolk, there is Jack Valentine, who acts as a Santa, and the children will wait for him at the door, and he'll bring them candy.
Oh, that's cute.
So it's kind of like Christmas, but in February.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that, though, because I like Christmas.
Yeah, so. I know this is a Valentine's podcast, but as I've said before, Christmas is like the best holiday, in my opinion.
Oh,
so,
definitely.
Like, if you can get more Christmas, I mean, you can't beat it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Moving on to the history of the holiday, there is always the myth of Cupid, the son of Venus, who is the goddess of love. And if Cupid shoots his arrow of love and hits you, you will fall helplessly and madly in love with the next person you meet. There's also the myth that February 14th is the day that birds meet and get married. So that's always a funny one.
So the history of St. Valentine was that he was a priest in 3rd century Rome when Emperor Claudius II declared that single men made better soldiers than married men. Valentine secretly married people. He was sadly killed, though, even though he did some pretty cool things.
Yeah.
Pope
the Pope of Rome at the time
declared the 14th to be St. Valentine's Day.
So I think that's a pretty cool tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think a day for love's pretty important.
I don't know what else to talk about.
We could talk about how...
Wait, what happened to Jay Walls' computer?
Walls!
Oh, okay.
We can talk about how commercialized it is.
Okay, let's do it.
So another thing that kind of ties in with Valentine's Day is it's very commercialized, and there's a lot of... Like, Hallmark plays a big part in it, and it's all about love and getting this person this and getting this person that. And it's usually, like we said earlier, it's usually meant towards your significant other, not your family, which I feel like is a big part of it, too. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people are like, oh, what are you getting for your boyfriend, or what are you getting for your girlfriend, or what are you guys going to do? I feel like it's all about that when it maybe shouldn't be.
Yeah, all the way. I think that also it is a holiday that is more aimed towards women, like... The boyfriend is supposed to buy his girlfriend jewelry and flowers and a box of chocolates, but what is the woman supposed to get the man? Like, it's more aimed, like, all the pink stuff and stores are just packed with everything for women. Like, it's all geared towards girls, I think.
Yeah.
And it definitely is commercialized. Like, you can't go into Target without seeing, like, something. You're like, oh my god, I have to buy that. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
definitely. I feel like Valentine's Day, over time, has, like, changed for, like, our age group, too. Like, when we started, like, in elementary school, it was, like, everybody got a Valentine. Like, everybody had, like, you know, like you got boxes sometimes. You put cards inside. It was
you'd decorate the boxes.
Yeah, it was just, I don't know. And then you, now, not everybody cares about Valentine's Day as much. There's not, like, party, Valentine's Day parties. And, like, people yeah. either don't have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. And, you know, it's just different.
Or, like, there's always the party on Valentine's Day where, like, all the single people get together and just, like, eat food and kind of cry.
Yeah, it puts it makes you feel bad if you're single for Valentine's Day. It's like, oh, you don't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Mm. It's almost like you're missing out on a holiday.
Yeah.
I miss the days where, like, everybody got a card from everyone in their class. Mm-hmm. But we're actually doing that in Spanish this year. So. Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
I used to, like, I would get the Valentine's with stickers, or you could, like, put the stickers in the little holes or, like, a tattoo.
Yeah, yeah.
And I used to be like, I don't like this person, so they're getting this tattoo or this sticker. Or, I really like this person, so they're getting this really cool, like, tattoo or sticker. Like, I used to take it so seriously.
That's really funny. That's
funny.
What else are we talking about?
We could wrap it up.
I feel like, I feel like we're good.
Who wants to wrap it up?
Do we have a conclusion?
I could have swore there was a conclusion.
It just says, like, something about how we'll be back for Easter or something.
Alright, just...
Just conclude it. I don't know.
Well, if you like this podcast and you want to listen to more, go right to our iTunes and type in Pentrafford the Warrior to listen more about our holiday podcast. So, yeah, we'll be right back on this for Easter. So, have a great day, Warrior Nation.